哈利路亚，奉主耶稣基督圣名，主内亲爱的兄姐们，大家平安。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, peace be with you all, brothers and sisters.
那很高兴被安排来这边跟大家一起来纪念、遵守、来享受这个安息圣日。
I am very glad that I've been arranged to come and share with you the peace and joy on this Sabbath day.
Hillsboro 教会我是很熟的一个教会。
I'm quite familiar with the Hillsboro Church.
还没来就感觉很清爽。
And every time that I come, I feel very refreshed.
很高兴能够再到一个，我记得第一次来这边的时候，不是来这边上课，跟第不知道第几届了，已经当传道那一届。我们坐在课室就可以看到外面有路的教会。
I remember the first time that I had come, I had come here for some classes, and I really enjoyed this church because I can see the beautiful weather.
那我们在这里，今天是安息圣日。
And as today is the Holy Sabbath.
求主耶稣让我们身心灵都得到平安。
We ask the Lord Jesus for our body, our heart, and our spirit to have peace.
让我们满满得到他的福气。
So that we can be filled abundantly with His blessings.
在各方面都因为安息日得到成圣，然后呢得到祝福。
And in all aspects, we can be made holy because of this day and be blessed.
那今天我们从圣经来思考一个多成的这个题目。
We're going to share about the topic. It is finished.
Oh, fulfilled. Okay. 我们看创世纪第一章。
Let's look at Genesis chapter 1.
世界没有一个动作或是一个行为会比第创世纪一章第一节更伟大，更让人
There is no action that is done in the world that could be more amazing or wonderful than the one that was done in chapter 1, verse 1.
你看过世界可能最轰轰烈烈的，不论是瀑布啦，或是什么爆炸啦，绝对不会像这个这么大。
Whether it's waterfalls or any type of natural phenomenon you see in the world, there is nothing that is greater than what has happened here.
起初神创造天地。
That in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth.
你有时候你多念几遍，你会想象，把它想象神创造天地，从没当中蹦出这个天地，哇！
Sometimes you might want to read this verse over and over again and imagine how amazing it was that God had created heavens and earth out of nothing.
这个有没有多大的力量？
How great is that power?
多大的场面？
And how amazing was that?
那接下来之后，你可以看一次一次的成啊，成啊，成啊。
And over and over, we can see what is written. It is fulfilled. It is completed. Especially in verse 7, where it says, "It was so."
事就这样成了。
And it was so.
第九节。
And in verse 9.
一样的，事就这样成了。
And it was so.
十一节。
Verse 11.
你不看也可以知道，事就这样成了。
And Also, it says it was so.
十五节。
Verse 15.
事就这样成了。
And it was so.
二十四节。
Verse 24.
事就这样成了。
And it was so.
三十节。
Verse 30.
事就这样成了。
And it was so.
所以在创世的时候，在伟大的神的从无到有的创造之后，接下来就是一次一次的成了。
And from nothing, God had created many things, and at the end, it was written, and it was so.
神的事情一定会成。
Because everything that God had done, it will be done.
从创造我们就看出来。
We can see from the creation.
创造之后，接下来因为有堕落，所以主耶稣来救赎。
After creation, because of the fall of man, Lord Jesus had come for salvation.
能够跟对不起，能够跟创世纪相对的，就是约翰福音。
What you can compare with Genesis is the Gospel of John.
创世纪，神一天一天的创造。
In Genesis, day after day, God was creating.
约翰福音呢是道成肉身的神在这个世上。
And in John, it had written about the word that became flesh.
创世纪第一章第一节是太初。
In Genesis chapter 1 verse 1 says in the beginning.
这个字在约翰福音第一章第一节重复同样一个字，中文换的不太一样，其实是同样的。
This is repeated again in John chapter 1 verse 1 where it says in the beginning.
对，英文是一样的，然后太初、起初一样的。
Where it says in the beginning.
好，那这个来到人间的神。
And God who had come to the world of man.
你看他的工作是一天一天。
And when you look at his work, it was also day by day.
你看24-29节。
Verse 29.
约翰福音一章二十九节。
John chapter 1 verse 29.
次日。
The next day.
35节。
Verse
35. 再次日。
Again the next day.
43节。
43.
又次日。
The following day.
当然到了人间之后，从耶稣开始工作，第二章之后就第三天了。
Of course, by the time Jesus was working in chapter 2 was the third day.
神自己来到世上。
God himself came to the world.
我们看约翰福音十九章。
Let's look at John chapter 19.
他走过了人间的道路。
He was walking towards a path for man.
他付出了一切。
And he had sacrificed everything.
最后在十字架上。
And in the end on the cross.
三十节。
Verse 30.
约翰福音十九章二十八节。
John 19:28.
二十八节。
28.
这事以后，耶稣知道各样的事已经成了。
After this, Jesus, knowing that all things were now accomplished, that the scripture might be fulfilled.
这是耶稣在人间，他一生下来，成就很多事情的最后一件。
This was the last thing out of all the things that Jesus had accomplished.
如果你看马太福音，
If you look at Matthew,
从他还没降生。
Before he was even born,
就应验旧约的预言。
He had already fulfilled the prophecies in the Old Testament.
他一件一件的来完成。
One by one, he had fulfilled the things.
这事以后。
And after this.
二十八节，这是单数的这件事。
And this is singular after this.
什么事
？What thing？
就是他把在这里，如果我们看上下就知道，心里淌血的妈妈交给一个爱的门徒。
And we can see that it was because Jesus had been able for his mother to be taken care of.
这个妈妈是心里在流血的。
This mother was bleeding inside her heart.
这路加福音我们可以看得很清楚。我们看路加福音。
Let's look at Luke.
路加福音第二章。
Luke chapter 2.
三十五节。
Verse 25.
路加福音二章三十五节。
Luke chapter 2 verse 25.
就在当这个耶稣还是小孩子的时候。
While Jesus was still a child,
他妈妈抱到圣殿去了。
And his mother was holding him.
在当时应该是很高兴的。
They should have been very happy at the time.
那时候的世界是男孩子为主的。
Because the world at the time was male dominated.
并且又是第一个。
And he was the firstborn.
但是这个西面抱过这个小孩。
But Simeon had held this child.
他被圣灵感动。
And the Holy Spirit was upon him.
他讲出预言了。
And he has spoken a prophecy.
三十五节。
Verse 35.
西面给他们祝福。
And Simeon was blessing them.
又对孩子的母亲玛利亚说。
And then told Mary.
这孩子被立是要叫以色列中许多人跌倒。
Behold, this child is destined for the fall and rising of many in Israel.
许多人兴起。
And the rising of many.
又要做毁谤的话柄。
And A sword will pierce through your own soul.
叫许多的人心里的意念显露出来，你自己的心也要被刀刺透。
And so, yes, a sword will pierce through your own soul, also that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed.
从现在开始。
So from then on.
从西面预言开始。
From the prophecy of Simeon.
有一把刀放在妈妈的心上。
There was a sword that was pierced on the heart of the mother.
一寸一寸的往下沉。
And inch by inch, it was sinking lower.
到最后，这把刀刺透了妈妈的心。
Until the very end, when this sword had pierced through the heart of the mother.
人间很少像这么悲惨的一个情那个场面了。
It's rare for you to see the same kind of situation in the world.
老的妈妈，这时候玛利亚应该年纪不大，还不小了。耶稣至少三十几岁了，
Because,
在古时候算是老了。
In the ancient times, by the time Jesus was about 30 something, Mary was considered quite old.
她的心已经被刺透了。
And her heart was pierced through.
因为老的妈妈看到三十多岁的一个小孩，自己的小孩啊，钉在那里，
because this mother was seeing her own child being crucified.
血一滴一滴的往下滴。
As the blood was dripping, drop by drop.
这个时候，如果你可以想象，这是实在的一个图片啊，这个不是象征的，这也不是说想象的，是实在的。
This isn't something that we would just create out of nowhere, but this was actually what had truly happened.
如果十字架上耶稣在流血。
If Jesus was bleeding on the cross.
十字架下这个妈妈心里也在流血啊。
And the mother who was right below, she is also bleeding inside.
因为一把刀刺透她的心。
Like a sword that is piercing through her heart.
耶稣知道他现在要离开了。
And Jesus knew that he was about to leave.
他在旧约预言他的事情全都成全了。
All the things that were related to him in the Old Testament have been fulfilled.
一件事情他没有办法做。
But there is one that he could not do.
就是孝顺父母。
Which was to honor his father and
mother. 因为他现在比妈妈先走啊。
Because he had to leave the world before his mother.
他虽然是神，但是他也是人哦。
Even though he is God, he is also man.
以人的义务来讲
，In regards to a man's duties,
他没有办法伴他这个心里流血的、淌血的妈妈走过人生的最后最后的那条路。
He was not able to walk with his own mother because he had to leave the world before her.
因为在旧约里面，长子，当我们一听长子就很高兴，分两份。
Because in the Old Testament, when we hear about the firstborn, they are able to have a double portion.
但是也不要忘记啊。
But do not forget.
两份的背后，父母都是你要让他怎么样送终的。你不，我们常喜欢分两份呐、啊，一听到两份就高兴，要分财产。
Sometimes when we are talking about distributing the fortunes, maybe we might feel that the double portion is very good.
这个时候，耶稣在当时很有责任来孝养他的母亲。
But at this time, Jesus was very responsible in still trying to fulfill honoring his own parents.
他没有办法完成。
He couldn't completely fulfill this.
这个时候，他所爱的门徒。
And so for the disciple whom he loved.
一直跟到十字架下的这个爱的门徒。
This disciple who had followed him to the end.
爱才能够接受这样子心里流血的母亲。
And only love can receive this mother who was bleeding her heart.
我们念27节啊。
So get verse 27.
又对那门徒说，看你的母亲，从此那门徒就接她到自己家里去了。
Then he said to the disciple, behold your mother, and from that hour that disciple took her to his own home.
在叙述上，其实这是什么？后来叙述的。在当时十字架下，他没有把他接到家，至少还要定完之后才接到家嘛。这是后补叙述的。
Because this was written after everything had happened, so it was not immediately that the disciple had taken her to his own home, but afterwards he did.
但是耶稣知道。
But Jesus knew.
当他把自己的妈妈交给这个爱的门徒之后。
When after he had delivered his own mother to this disciple whom he loved.
他知道各样的事已经完成了。
He knew that all things had been fulfilled.
所以耶稣在十字架上成全了人间所有该完成的事情。
So that on the cross, Jesus was able to have fulfilled everything that he was supposed to do.
属灵有时候也是以世上的事情为基础的。
In the spirit, there are also some things that have the things in the world as the foundation.
所以耶稣骂当时的法利赛人啊。
So that Jesus was rebuking the Pharisees at the time.
法利赛人说我们对神很奉献。
Because the Pharisees said that we offer much to God.
我们很属灵。
We are very spiritual.
那妈妈很抱歉哦，那个要本来应该给你的钱，我已经奉献给神了。哇，听起来好属灵。耶稣说你们这些人啊，假冒为善。
Even though it sounds like the Pharisees were very spiritual because they offered everything that they had to God but not to their own mothers, and Jesus was rebuking them that they were hypocrites.
耶稣也是说，孝顺父母其实也就是属灵的事啊。
And Jesus said that when
关于神国的事啊。
When you are honoring your father and mother, then this is also spiritual and this also relates to heaven.
耶稣成全了。
And Jesus had fulfilled him.
耶稣成全在那个人间里面最大的事。到最后了，他没有办法成全，但是呢，他借着他的爱的门徒成全了。
even though Jesus personally could not fulfill this, but he still was able to fulfill this greatest mission for man through the disciple whom he loved.
我们看三十节。
Let's look at verse 30.
耶稣尝了那醋，就说：“成了。”
So when Jesus had received the sour wine, he said, "It is finished."
便低下头，将灵魂交付神了。
And bowing his head, he gave up his spirit.
这是耶稣的最后一口气。
This was the last breath for Jesus.
他完，这就是完成了救恩。
And this had completed the salvation.
我们知道耶稣低下头。
We know that Jesus bowed his head.
低下头还没死掉。
And bowing his head, he was probably not dead yet.
要接下来再灵魂交付神。
It was then that his spirit was given up.
这就是成全的救恩。
And this has completed and fulfilled the salvation.
我们洗礼的时候面向下也是根据这个了。
And this is why in baptism we are doing this in the same way.
所以耶稣成了。
So Jesus had fulfilled this.
成全人间的该完成的任务。
He fulfilled the missions that were given to man.
并且他也成全了赦免，把所有世上人的罪放在他肩上。
He also fulfilled the mission for him to bear all the sins of the world.
我们再来看启示录。
Let's look at Revelation.
启示录十一章十五节。
Revelation 11 verse 15.
启示录十一章十五节。
Revelation 11 verse 15. Verse 15. Then the seventh angel sounded, and there were loud voices in heaven saying, "The kingdoms of this world have become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever."
成了，什么呢？世上的国成了我主跟主基督的国。
And so the kingdoms of this world have become the kingdoms of our Lord.
他要做王，直到永永远远。
And he shall reign forever and ever.
这是吹第七号一个宣告。
This was from the seventh trumpet.
第七号就是所谓的末后号筒吹响的时候。
The seventh trumpet is also the last trumpet.
神的国成了。
When the kingdom has been fulfilled.
主耶稣在十字架上那个成，就是完成救恩的成。
When Lord Jesus was on the cross, that had fulfilled the salvation.
就是好像大年夜妈妈煮了一桌几道菜，二十道菜的大桌。
Just like on New Year's, when your mother might cook 20 dishes.
她把最后一道菜放在桌上的时候，她说成了。
And when she
就说饭菜做好了。
When she is done putting the last plate and the last dish, and you know that she has completed the entire meal.
但是还没有吃啊。
But you haven't eaten the meal yet.
在德国哈，那个每年他们的圣诞节，那个内政部哈，他们的那个就是说，你们回家哈要带着好心情哦，因为常常那个晚上是吵架夜，因为是团圆夜，也是吵架，因为久不见啊，刚开始讲不错，后来就怎么样，越讲越气，越讲越气，常常有时候那一个晚上会杀人呢。
In Germany, on Christmas, even though it should be a time of gatherings for families and relatives, but maybe because they haven't seen each other for a long time, at the beginning they are very happy, but then they might end up arguing.
当母亲摆上最后一道菜的时候，
And so when the mother has finished putting up the last dish,
就好像主耶稣在十字架上说成了。
It is like when Jesus has said that it is finished and complete.
但是要到吃完，大家又很高兴。有一个过程的。
But there is still a process when you get to the point when you have finished the entire meal.
当第七号吹的时候，
When the seventh trumpet was sounded,
神国在地上建立完成。
The kingdoms of this world have been completed.
就是说，孩子们都吃饱了，也高兴了，也没有吵架，并且相亲相爱。
Which is to say that the children have all finished eating and they are all rejoicing.
这个时候，母亲就可以说：“哎呀，我的家成了地上的那个天国，成了。”
At this time, the mother can say that my home on this world is like a home in heaven.
所以这个成是最后救恩的成全的成。
So here, this is the fulfillment of the end.
大家都来享受这个恩典了。
When everyone is enjoying this blessing.
所以第七号，天上有大声音，这神的宣告成了。
So this is a great proclamation from the seventh trumpet.
那我们再来看第十六章。
Let's then look at chapter 16.
启示录十六章十七节。
Revelation 16 verse 17.
十六章是在到完呐。
Chapter 16 is the pouring of the bowls.
本来神愤怒是用杯，神愤怒的杯啊。那个你看第十四章哈，第十节。
Before, the wrath of God was from the cup.
看，杯总是比碗小嘛。
Cups are smaller than bowls.
这几天在讲习会，有人因为想说每天都用那个一次用的，那就去找大碗。碗总是比杯小大嘛。
Recently at the workshops, we've been seeing that we want to use bowls instead of cups, of course, because bowls are bigger.
本来神的愤怒是用杯。
At first, the wrath of God was using cups.
但到最后，神最后的大怒只好用碗了。十五章哈，一二三四五六七，七大碗。
But at the end, the wrath of God was so great that he had used seven bowls.
去路边吃的时候，这个又大碗又怎么样，又满了。
And the bowls are very big and they're also very full.
好，我们看第十七节。
Let's look at verse 17.
十六章十七节。
16 verse 17.
第七位天使把碗倒在空中，就有大声从殿的宝座中出来说：“成了。”
Then the seventh angel poured out his bowl into the air, and a loud voice came out of the temple of heaven from the throne, saying, "It is done."
在末世的时候，这是两个成。
And so here it says, "It is done twice."
凡是得救恩的人都聚集了，成了。
And whoever is saved has gathered.
那其他的呢？
And what about the others?
神的愤怒倒下来，到了第七碗的时候，最后成了，这是最后神的对世界的一个审判惩罚。
The wrath of God is poured out from the bowls, and for the very last bowl, then God has also said, "Here it is done."
那我们看二十一章。
Let's look at chapter 21.
二十一章第六节。
Chapter 21, verse
6. 二十一章第六节。
Chapter 21, verse 6.
他又对我说：“都成了。我是阿拉法，我是 Omega， 我是初，我是终。我要将生命的泉白白的赐给那口渴的人喝。”
And he said to me, "It is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give of the fountain of the water of life freely to him who thirsts."
这是神最后的一个宣告。
And this was the last proclamation from God.
都成了。
It is done.
这个在这个时候，整个世界就过去。
And after this, and all the things in the world pass away.
刚刚我们很简单的把从创世一直到最后世界的末了成了，我们做一个思考。
So if we just reflect based on the statements, "It is done," all the way from Genesis throughout to Revelation.
创世已经完成了。
The creation has been completed.
耶稣的救恩已经成了。
Jesus' salvation has been fulfilled.
但是我们现在还是我们还是活在这个正要到最后成了的这个路上。
But for us, we are still on the path towards the end, the last part where it says it is done.
我们还是在这个时间的洪流里面。
We are still bound by this time.
从创世的一再的成到最后的多成，这是神整个历史救赎的一个经纶。
And from Genesis all the way throughout now, we're with the statements "It is done." This is all an entire process.
我们刚刚已经看到第七号吹的时候。
Before we had seen about the seventh trumpet, that was
什么成呢
？What was done？
是神的国成呢。
It was the kingdom of God that was fulfilled.
神就是要在这个世上建立他的国度。
And God is going to build his kingdom on this world.
如果我们从旧约开始思考的话，
If we reflect based from the Old Testament,
人类犯罪之后，神第一次拣选一个人就是亚伯拉罕。
After a man had sinned, and then the first person that God had chosen was Abraham.
他叫他有一个断根性的离开。
And he had told him to depart.
对当时人来讲，这是把他的根全部斩掉了。
And this was to cut off the roots.
创世纪十二章嘛，我们说的。
And this was written in Genesis chapter 12.
就他要离开。
When he was about to leave.
离开本地。
To leave his homeland.
本族。
And his own people.
父家。
and his father's family.
到一个不晓得往哪里去的地方去。
To a place where he did not know.
为什么？
Why?
第二节。
In verse
2. 我必叫你成为大国。
I will make you a great nation.
神只有一个目的。
God only had one purpose.
要他成为大国。
To have him become a great nation.
所以这个是神对亚伯的要求。
This was the request that God had given to Abram.
也是神对亚伯的祝福。
And also a blessing for him.
他要成为大国。
That he will become a great nation.
亚伯的大国到什么时候成全？
When was Abraham's great nation fulfilled?
我们先来看他的大国是多大。
Let's first look at how great his nation was.
我们看四五章。神跟亚伯兰一直在立约。
Let's look at chapter 15 when God was making many covenants with Abraham.
那十五章这里是跟他立土地跟子孙的约了。
In chapter 15, God was making the covenant in regards to his descendants and the land.
我们看十五章十八节。
Chapter 15, verse 18.
当那日，神与亚伯兰立约。他说：“我已赐给你的后裔。”这是亚伯拉罕大国的边界。
These are the boundaries for his great nation.
从埃及河
，from the river of Egypt，
直到伯拉大河
，to the great river， Euphrates，
幼发拉底河了哈。新版本把它翻成幼发拉底河，旧的这和合本的话翻成那个伯拉大河。伯拉大河在哪里？幼发拉底在哪河？幼发拉底在伊拉克啊。
The Euphrates River is in Iraq.
不要忘记，神应许亚伯拉罕的应许地，应许地在哪里？神跟亚伯拉罕的应许给亚伯拉罕后裔的立约的应许地，是从埃及小河一直到伊拉克的幼发拉底河。
We have to remember that the promised land that God had given to Abraham and his descendants were from the river of Egypt all the way to the great river Euphrates.
这是很大啊。
Which is a very big amount of land.
约书亚带领百姓进迦南地。
When Joshua had taken the people to the land of Canaan.
迦南地只是应许地的一小部分。
The land of Canaan is only a very small portion of the promised land.
有人把它做一个比较，如果以大的应许地来讲的话，差不多128%啊，那个迦南地。
And some people have made a comparison that if you compare the land of Canaan to the entire promised land, then it is only 128th.
那如果只是用放射的这样放射线的这样过去的话，至少八分之一，看你怎么画就是了。因为你幼发拉底河如果从最上面画到最下面，那全部过来，那是很大。从土耳其啊，一直到那个伊朗，不，那个伊拉克，往那个波斯湾子，很大的。
Depending on how you are drawing out the borders, and it is still a very big, large amount of land, all the way from present-day Turkey to present-day Iraq.
神应许这个国度。
And God has promised this great nation.
这个国度有没有应验？
Did this great nation become fulfilled?
应验了，神不会开空头支票的。
Yes, because God does fulfill all of his promises.
因为人常常错估自己的力量。
Many times, man might underestimate the power of God.
甚至我小时候不会认为说银行会倒，现在好像美国银行也常常在倒啊。
When I was younger, I always felt that banks would never fail, but nowadays you can see that many banks might go bankrupt.
以前讲到说不用怕，钱存在银行不会倒。天国好像天国银行现在都不敢讲，因为美国那么大的银行都倒了，还有保证了、神什么都不能比啊，绝对不会倒的。
In the past, maybe people might say that you can just store all of your money into the banks and nothing would happen to them, but we can see that only what is promised by God can truly be fulfilled.
大卫完成了。
And David had fulfilled this.
如果你看《撒母耳记上》第八章，记下第八章，他完成了这个疆界。
If you look at 1 Samuel chapter 8.
那他的儿子呢
？And what about his son?
所罗门一生没有打过仗啊。
For the entire life of Solomon, he was not in battle.
我们看列王记上第四章第二十一节。
If we look at 1 Kings chapter 4 verse 21.
列王记上四章二十一节。
First Kings chapter 4 verse 21.
所罗门统管诸国，从大河到腓力斯地，直到埃及的边界。
And Judah and Israel were as numerous as the sand by the sea in multitude.
24节。
Oh, 24.
所罗门管理大河西边的诸王。
And Solomon had dominion over all the region on the side of the river.
所以这有所谓的弥赛亚王国的一个影子就在这里出现。
And so this is almost like the shadow of the entire kingdom.
25节。
Verse 25.
所罗门在世的日子，从但到别示巴的犹太人和以色列人，都在自己的葡萄树下和无花果树下安然居住。
And Judah and Israel dwelt safely, each man under his vine and his fig tree from Dan, as far as Beersheba, all the days of Solomon.
神的应许地成全了。
The promised land of God was fulfilled.
这是大卫所打下来的。
And this was completed from David.
所以才有大卫的王位这个名词。
And this is why we say about the reign of David.
大卫是完成了神应许地的一个国王。
And the throne of David. And David was a king who had fulfilled this promised land of God.
合神心意的。
And God was very pleased in David.
到新约呢？
And what about the New Testament?
这个国度谁做了？
Who was creating this nation?
就是主耶稣。
Lord Jesus himself.
所以主耶稣还没生下来的时候，一种预表性的一个话，就借着天使跟玛利亚说了。
Before Lord Jesus was even born, there was a prefiguration related to him.
我们看那个路加福音。
Let's look at Luke.
第一章啊。
Chapter 1.
32节。
Verse 32.
耶稣要被生下来。
When Jesus was about to be born,
他要为大，称为至高者的儿子。主神要把他族大卫的位给他。
He will be great and will be called the son of the highest, and the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David.
大卫的位其实就是撒母耳记下第七章十六节神所讲的，你的王位要直到永远。其实在世上是没有的了。
And the throne of David was actually what was written in 2 Samuel chapter 7 when God was talking about how the throne of David will last forever.
这就是讲神国。
This was actually talking about the kingdom of God.
那我们知道耶稣开始传道了。
And we know that when Jesus began to preach,
他第一句话就讲天国近了。
The first thing that he said was that the kingdom of heaven is near.
所以接着下来就是建立使徒时代的教会。
And then afterwards, we had to begin to establish the apostolic church.
神的国就是教会。
And the kingdom of God is church.
这是属灵的。
Which is spiritual.
在使徒时代，主耶稣开创出一个神的国了。
In the apostolic times, Jesus had created this kingdom of God.
那在使徒时代的整个历史就写在使徒行传里面。
And the entire history of the apostolic church is written in the book of Acts.
使徒时代已经过去了。
And the apostolic times has passed.
我们看《使徒行传》的最后，使徒所讲的最后一句话。
When we look at the end of Acts and what the disciples had said,
就是保罗在《使徒行传》28章28节所讲的。
It was what Paul had said in chapter 28, verse 28.
接下来就是一个叙述，但是他讲的话最后一句话是28章28节。
The very last sentence that he had said was actually in verse 28.
我们请英文念一下，念的时候我们。来注意他的时态。
In verse 28, it says, "Therefore, let it be known to you that the salvation of God has been sent to the Gentiles, and they will hear it."
你看这句话有两个不一样的时态 tense.、
There's actually two different tenses in this sentence.
第一个是完成式嘛，现在完成式。
And the first is the present.
就是这个救恩如今传给外邦人。
那This,
the
salvation has been sent.
Has been sent.
It has been sent to the Gentiles.
这个是现在完成。如果以希腊文来讲的话，就是说以前记以前的一个动作的现在的状态。
This is a present perfect tense. In the original text in Greek, it says that it has already occurred.
那下面呢？是未来式啊，是不是
？But then afterwards, it is the future tense.
未来式说。他们也必听受，就是说，他们还没听啊，以后他们会听。
It says they will hear it, which means that they have not yet heard, so in the future they will hear it.
你如果把它仔细想一想，是不是那个保罗昨天没睡好？
If you think about this, you might wonder if, whether or not Paul had a good night's sleep
the night before. 或是他文法根本没学好。
Or maybe he did not have good grammar.
已经不会的。
Of course,
一定不会的。
This is not true.
这告诉我们什么？
What does this tell us?
在使徒时代，这福音已经是传给外邦了。
In the apostolic times, this gospel was already preached to the Gentiles.
但是外邦的时代还没开始。
But the time of the Gentiles did not yet begin.
你看整个使徒行传。
If you look at the entire book of Acts,
他们的宣道基础都是什么？犹太会堂。
The foundation of their preaching was all in the synagogues.
甚至保罗哈。出了从十三章出来开始在使徒行传，他每一次哦，我们一般讲说他三次出外宣道，每一次一二三，每一次他到一个地方，到哪里去宣道？不是去外邦人那里啊，一定先到犹太会堂。
Even from Paul, if we talk about the three times when he had gone out to preach publicly, if we look at the very first place that he started with, they were all in the Jewish synagogues.
犹太会堂有人信呐。
And at the synagogues, there would be people who believed.
哎，不信人全攻击了。
And whoever did not believe, they would attack them.
那他们就再往外去了。
And then they would continue to go out to.
所以在这个时代，其实是犹太人信消息、信息先给他们，他们吃饱之后有剩的再怎么样给外邦啊。如果以那个过程来讲，是这样子的。
So if you look at this process, this message was actually first fed to the Jewish people, and if they did not accept it, then what was left over would continue to be preached to the Gentiles.
从教会历史，我们看到使徒时代已经过去了。
And if we look at the church history, we know that the apostolic times has passed.
第二世纪初的，你看那个文献，你就看到教会已经妥协。
And at the beginning of the second century, you can see that the church has already been compromised.
有一个教会历史的资料，就是说那个十二使徒遗训。大家可能听过。
There's a church document that's called the Didache.
就是现在把它翻成说十二使徒遗训啊 ，the teaching of the 12 disciples.
It is also translated into English as the teachings of the 12 disciples.
你看里面的第七章。
If you look at chapter 7.
我们这边不是有一个那个什么，神学院吗？那个大学，这个很有名啊，全世界有名的，那个 Princeton。很有名的。
In the Princeton area, there's actually a very famous theological seminary.
你查一定有的。
And they would probably store it in their own library.
那里面说，那个第七章里面这么说。
And in chapter 7 it says.
你洗礼要在活水里面。
In baptism, you have to be baptized in living water.
你是说阿门吗？
And you have, and then you have to say amen.
对啊，这个最原始的。
Which is the original meaning.
他接下来说，如果不方便的话。
But then it says if it is not under a suitable condition.
那也可以用水哈，你这活水在活水，这个没有嘛？那就拿一点水浇三次。
If you do not have access to living
用浇的啦。
Then you can pour yourself over with water for three times.
如果不方便怕冷，可以烧热。
And then if you are afraid of the cold, then you can warm the water.
这是应急的办法。
This is this is because other conditions cannot be satisfied.
这是相当人性啊。
Which is very humane.
但是不是神的要求。
But this is not what God requires of us.
所以那个什么，神的道理就是真理变成人的道理了。
So the teachings of God have become the teachings of man.
让我们知道现在有很多的灵运动嘛。
We know that today there are many types of spiritual movements.
Charismatic movements.
Or charismatic movements.
第一个是在哪里？
Where was the first one?
是主后156年的时候。
It was 156 AD.
有一个叫孟塔努啊 ，Montanus.
There's a man whose name was Montanus.
他出来了，他说我们现在要求圣灵。
And he came out and said that we must ask for the Holy Spirit.
求圣灵浇灌，要说灵言。
And we must ask for the pouring down of the Holy Spirit and to speak in tongues.
当然，在历史他是被判为异端呐。
In history, he was written down to be a heresy.
我们看到这样资料，我们就会反推了，在156年已经当时的教会没有圣灵了，因为没有圣灵才会说要求圣灵嘛。
So just from our reactions to these documents, we can tell that by the year 156 AD, there was no longer the Holy Spirit in the church.
所以从这些我们可以知道，史无时代已经过去。
So from then we could see that the apostolic times have passed.
所以启示录我们知道就是给我们的。
And we know that in the book of Revelation, this is written for us.
这是以后要发生的事情。
And this is what will happen.
那就在我们这个时候。
And it will happen during our time.
你从时间来讲,
if you look at the time,
使徒时代之后要发生的事情,
the things that would happen after the apostolic times,
以地点来讲,
in regards to the places,
启示录第七章的第二节告诉我们, 有一个神的使者, 从日出之地上来。
In Revelation chapter
7,
chapter 7,
verse 2,
Chapter 7, verse 2, it says that there were... Verse 2, it says that there would be another angel ascending from the east.
然后呢,你把它念完了。
So verse 2 says, Then I saw another angel ascending from the east, having the seal of the living God, and he cried with a loud voice to the four angels to whom it was granted to harm the earth and the sea.
圣灵又重降。
So the Holy Spirit will come down again.
第三节告诉我们，他要印额，印他仆人的额。
And verse 3 it says that they will seal the servants.
这个从圣经我们知道，印额就是圣灵。
And from the Bible we know that the seal represents the Holy Spirit.
你没有圣灵，教会是人的团体。
If you do not have the Holy Spirit, then this church is just a gathering of people.
没有圣灵的运行，洗礼没有赦罪功效。
If there is no promise of the Holy Spirit, then this baptism would also not be effective.
你没有圣灵的话，洗脚也只是人间的一种谦卑啦，或是服侍的代表。
And if you do not have the Holy Spirit, then when you perform foot washing, it is just to represent humility.
有圣灵洗礼才有赦罪，有圣灵洗脚才跟主耶稣有份。
Only when you have the Holy Spirit, then would your baptism have the effectiveness to wash away the sins, and the foot washing could also mean that you would have part in Jesus.
有这个圣灵圣餐，才能够吃到主耶稣的肉，喝到主耶稣的血。在末日的时候，我们要复活，我们的复活的本质就像耶稣复活那个样子。
Only if you have the Holy Spirit would... When you have the Holy Communion, would you also be able to partake of the flesh and the blood of Jesus? And then in the end, for when resurrection comes, and you would be able to resurrect just like Jesus. And we are actually very fortunate
就在这个时候,
that during this time,
如果你是100年前死掉的人,
if you had passed away 100 years ago,
你得不到救恩,
you were not able to be saved.
你遇不到这个全备的救恩。
Because you did not encounter this complete salvation.
在历史洪流里面,
throughout the period of time,
很多人想做一些事情,
many people wanted to do certain things.
但是他们都含泪而死,
but they still passed away very sadly.
我们小时候常常喜欢的一首诗就是陈子昂, 就是前不见古人后不见来者, 念天地之悠悠, 独怆然而涕下, 他是讲什么? 他想到这个历史的时空。
And when we were younger, there was one song that we liked, which talks about the passing of time.
在这个历史时空的长流里面,
and throughout all the waves of time and space,
他是一个强人,
this, there was a very strong person who had a very good mindset.
最后他是流下了孤独的眼泪,
but at the end, he still shed tears of sadness.
那我们想起西洋有一个这样的人。
There is a man like this in the Western world.
我们知道亚历山大是在独立史是一个很特殊的一个人物。
We know that Alexander the Great was a very famous historical figure.
亚历山大哭了。
But Alexander the Great still cried.
为什么哭了？
Why?
因为他看到他的版图啊， 他所占领的地方一个。
Because when he was looking at the blueprint or the map for all of the land that he had conquered,
他哭了,
he cried.
因为他已经那时候打到阿富汗，打到那个印度啊，欧亚非前战了，他是哭了， 这个世界怎么那么小，没有一个地方让我来打了。
Because at the time he had already conquered three different continents and he had conquered so much land, but he was crying and about how small the world had become.
如果你是做生意的，
if you are a businessman,
有一天你也哭了，像他一样。
One day you might cry just like Alexander the Great.
世界钱怎么这么少？已经所有的世界没有一块钱不是我的了。
Why is there so little money in the world? There is not one penny that is not mine.
我看到现在还没有遇到这样的人。
I haven't met.
全世界的钱都是你的，全美国的钱你的，已经够厉害了。
I haven't met a person who is like this, who might have all the money in the world or just in the United States.
我看那个纽泽西这一州所有的钱都是你的，也是不得了了。
But I'm sure.
纽泽西不是很大州嘛，对不对？
But I'm sure that if you just had all the money throughout this entire state of New Jersey, that would be a lot already.
亚历山大哭了。
And Alexander the Great cried.
那他人生最后呢？
And what happened to the end of his life?
我们常知道亚历山大三愿嘛，人那个我们有那个玫瑰三愿，亚历山大三愿，愿望啊，不是抱怨的愿啊，最后。
We know that there were three wishes at the end for Alexander the Great.
他跟他的部下，他后来他那么大的国家，到最后分成四个大国，那个大国也是够大的。
He had such a large kingdom that eventually he had divided them into four separate kingdoms.
他跟他的守将讲。
And he told his own people.
往我坟墓的路上。
On the way towards my grave.
撒满鲜花跟金子、金银啊。
Can you continue to pour distribute?
要去坟墓，要去埋葬的那个路啊。撒鲜花跟那个金银。
Throughout his path towards his burial ground, then please spread out all of the petals and gold coins.
把全国的那个医啊，因为他打仗打了十几年了，那个医生跟着。
Because he was
穿好制服，排在我棺材前面。
And because he had been in battle for so many years, and his own personal doctor was also with him for all these years.
我的医生是鲜花根，因为他到处打仗都赢了，赢才有鲜花了，输了是石头啊。
Because he kept fighting, and from all the battles that he had won, he would be able to win flowers.
输了就石头前头嘛，赢了才有鲜花。
Or of course, if he lost battles, then they would just throw stones.
有鲜花，有金银。
And so, because he had won so much, then they would
spread out flowers. 他一路是鲜花跟金银呢。
So for the entire path, there were coins and flowers.
他控制了当时欧亚非世界。
Because at the time he had conquered Europe, Asia, and Africa.
医生排前面。
And so his doctor was lined up at the front.
最后我们知道嘛，他就把那个手伸出来。
And at the very end, he spread out his hands.
从棺材伸出来。
Out from his coffin.
他说什么都带不走。
And he said that he could not take away anything with him.
我们都是从东方来的了哈，这么说，人生三不朽嘛，立德、立功、立言，就是要功劳。
Most of us are from the eastern part of the world. We know that there are some things that
你要好的道德
we want to accomplish.
让人效法。
And one thing is some accomplishments, the other is to have good morals.
你著书等身啊，你是留名青史啊，你把那个著作哈，置诸青，就是你的著作放在青山，那个永远人家会读你的啦。你就想那个莎士比亚好了，莎士比亚
，Shakespeare。
只要我在想，只要有人类。有读文学系的一定要读它，你不读它，你说我是文学系毕业，你没有念过一部他的小说或是戏剧，那他没有念过他的戏剧是笑话。
For example, if you majored in liberal arts or in literature, but you have never read about Shakespeare, then you would be like a joke for others.
音乐你不晓得贝多芬或是那个莫扎特也是笑话。
Or if you study music, but you don't know who Beethoven or Mozart are, then you would also be mocked.
在人间，他们应该是不朽的啦。只要有人类一直重复在听他们的。
And in human history, these people will probably never pass away because people will always learn about them.
好，有一天这世界过去。
But one day when this world pass away.
因为神的国以后在地上会完成。
Because eventually God's kingdom will be fulfilled in this world.
就是神的国在哪里？
And where is the kingdom of God?
就是这里。
It is here.
你就是神国的人。
And you are people who are in the kingdom of God.
到最后，我们也知道神要完成这个国度。
And in the end, we know that God will fulfill this kingdom.
神把你召来了。
And when God has called you,
有一个小孩。
There is a child.
他生出来，当时人家他父母叫他宝宝。
When he was born, of course, his parents would call him a baby.
这个宝贵的小孩父母很早死啊。
And then the parents are very concerned and caring for the child.
他后来就捡破烂。
And then the child eventually was
变成无家可归，就是到处捡东捡西。
Had eventually become an orphan and had to look for scraps of metals.
就是阿宝变阿呆啊。他本来是一个缺角嘛，他的哈。那变成呆呆的一个 foolish。
But then this child eventually became a foolish person.
但是他每次出去捡东西的时候
，But every time when he went outside to pick up scraps，
他在垃圾桶绝对不会捡狗屎。
He would never try to pick up
因为散步有人把狗屎往垃圾桶一丢啊，他一看绝对不会捡狗屎，都是捡好能够再回收的。瓶子啊，罐子。
He would only pick up the scraps and the anything that was recyclable, but he wouldn't pick up refuse from animals.
来，我们看罗马书。
Let's look at the book of Romans.
罗马书第八章。
Romans chapter 8.
万事都互相效力，二十八节。
In verse 28.
八章十八节，叫爱神人得益处。
In verse 28, it says, "And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called, who are the called."
万事互相影响。
And all things work together.
一家公司倒了，另一家又倒了，另一家又倒了，这就是万事互相效力。
If one company falls and the next company also falls and continues, then this means that all things have been working together.
你出门之前被太太臭骂一顿，你开车就闯红灯，等一下要撞到人，也就是什么样，万事互相效力。
Before you have left home, if your wife was yelling at you, and then when you are driving, and then you pass a red light and you get a ticket, then this means that everything has been working together.
万事互相效力是每个人会遇到的。
And this happens to everyone.
但是只要你爱神，就是有好处。
But as long as you love God, then the things will work for good.
那谁是这些人呢？
And who are these people?
爱神人不是说哦，我爱神，爱神的人有他下面就是按他旨意被召的人。
Those who love God are not just anyone, but they are those who have been called according to His purpose.
你不要问我谁被召谁不召，这个是神的事情。
And do not just ask me who are the called and who are not, but this has to do with God.
我现在只晓得结果。
I only know what will happen in the end.
你被洗礼了。
If you have been baptized.
你罪得赦了。
If your sins have been forgiven.
在真耶稣教会了。
You are in true Jesus Church.
你没有离开了。
You have not left the church.
你就是被召的。
You have been called.
有一天你走了。
One day if you have left.
又会告诉你你不是被召的。
Then you would not be the called.
我们看第十九二十九节。
Let's look at verse 29.
因为呢，这整个的，你看。有五个步骤。
There are five steps.
第一个。
First.
预先所知道的人。
For whom he foreknew.
神预先知道。
God already knew.
那预先知道呢，就把他招来。
And he knew this, so then he called them.
第二三十节，预先所定下的人。
And then in the second step in verse 30, he whom he predestined.
再接下第三个。
And then the third.
把他招过来。
And he called them.
召过来之后，第四个步骤称他为义。
The fourth step, they are justified.
召有很多的方式了。
There are many ways to be called.
你看个报纸。
Perhaps you're reading the newspaper.
你听人讲一句话。
You have heard someone say something.
你看到圣经。
You are reading the Bible.
听到布道会。
You've heard evangelical services.
召的方法很多。
There are many different ways to be called.
但是重要是要称他为义。
What is important is to be justified.
我们能把握就是称他为义，就在罗马书所讲的称为义，就是洗礼洗去你的罪，在神面前，称为圣洁。
And to be called justified in Romans is so that is when you are baptized and your sins are forgiven and you can become holy.
最后要叫你得荣耀。
And the last is that you will be glorified.
这是五步骤。
There are five steps.
我们能够知道的是什么？
What can we know about this?
你要接受这个称义的 这个事实。
You have to accept this truth to be justified.
那其他的神的预知啊，神的预定啊，神的选召，你不要问我，我也不知道啊，因为你要知道，你去问神啊。
The other things that have
这个是人没有办法知道的。
That have to do with foreknown or predestination or to be called, these have to do with God. So you have to ask God to know about this.
我们只能念过去。
We can only read about this.
人能够把握的就是现在，你有没有接受这个救恩？
And what we as men can truly hold on to is whether or not we have accepted the salvation.
阿呆不会捡狗屎。
Even someone who is foolish would not want to pick up any residue from animals.
你的神会比阿呆更呆吗？
Would your God be so foolish?
神把你选来。
If God has chosen you.
用这么大的一个步骤。
He has gone through so many steps.
用他的预知、预定、选召。
He uses his foreknowledge, his predestination, and his calling.
难道神会比阿呆更呆吗？选一个什么，捡了一个垃圾来吗？捡了一个狗屎来吗？绝对不会的。
God would never be so foolish as the man who would never be that foolish as the man who has been picking up refuse.
现在神把你选召在这里了。
And now, when God has called you here,
你在神的国里面了。
And you are in the kingdom of God.
我们来看彼得前书第二章第九节。
Let's look at First Peter chapter 2 verse 9.
你现在有四个事，四个你要成为什么？你是 to be 啊。
So there are four things that you need to be.
不是说 to have 啊，这不一样的。
It's not to have.
我们人看人都是看你有没有。
When we are looking at other people, we are looking at what they have or do not have.
你那个什么，你有拥有一条街。
Maybe you own a whole street.
你有五个博士的头衔。
Maybe you have five doctorate degrees.
你有什么？用你的有来决定你这个人有没有成就。
We often look at what someone has in order to determine their accomplishments.
这个是世上的，也很正常的啦。
This is what is seen in the world.
对不对？你从小你每学期结束，你有五张奖状，但是你不是奖状啊。
Maybe after every semester when you have five certificates from being in the honor roll.
神把你招来了。
But now God has called you.
不只是有救恩。
Not only do you have a salvation.
不只是有赦免。
Not only have you been forgiven.
第九节，你要成为是。
In verse 9, you have to be something.
唯有你们是，第一个是是什么样？你是被拣选的族类。
The first is when you are a chosen generation.
第二个。
The second.
你是祭司。
You are a royal priesthood.
那你这个祭司是什么样的祭司？是有君尊的祭司。
And what type of priest are you? You are a royal priest.
第三个。
The third.
是圣洁的国度。
You are a holy nation.
接下来是属神的子民。
And the fourth, that you are the people of God.
所以我们神把我们选来了。
So God has now chosen you.
你有这四个事。
Are you being these four types?
唯一的你要做什么？
And what is the one thing you have to do?
要叫你们宣扬那召你们出黑暗入奇妙者的美德。第九节，你们念一下。
Okay. You have to proclaim the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light.
你的头颅。你我们的投入哈，投入到这个神的这个国度里面。
Have you truly tried to put yourself into the kingdom of God？
就是让神最后都成了的一个关键。
And this is the key in regards to whether or not God was going to fulfill his own kingdom。
唱诗两百一十首。
Let's sing hymn 210.